Week 5, Video 2. What is your marriage based on? In this video, we're going to talk about your faith journey and how that's impacted your marriage. You know, your faith is one of those things that can either be a unifying factor in your marriage or one more thing for the two of you to fight about. It really becomes about having an understanding for how the two of you have been walking through your own faith and how you bring that into your marriage. So in looking at the questions, my religious upbringing was. Describe that not only for yourself, but also for your spouse. This may have been something that the two of you have talked about, or maybe it's something that you've just kind of kept sort of in your back pocket, one of those things that you don't really ever talk about or you don't know how to talk about. Well, having an understanding of what your religious upbringing is or what your religious upbringing was will allow you to better explain your position on faith and religion to your spouse. Question number 2, the adults in my life viewed religion or faith as? You know, we've said in so many of these videos, a lot of the information that we have, a lot of the beliefs that we have about different things in marriage come from those who were in a position to influence us as we were growing up. And the same thing holds true for you about religion and faith. Did the adults in your life see that as a component of a strong marriage? Did they practice that? Did you see it modeled in front of you? Or did none of those things happen? What you saw modeled in the marriages around you very much impacts your own marriage. Question 3, as an adult, I made the following decisions about religion. Did you decide to walk away from your parents' religion? That's something that I did. I was raised as a Catholic, and when I went away to college, I felt very much that that had been my parents' religion, and so I completely walked away from practicing any religion whatsoever. In fact, Tony and I were married by a Methodist minister at a winery in Temecula, California, about as far away from the Catholic wedding my parents had envisioned for me. And yet, as Tony and I matured in our marriage, it became one of those things that we both independently came to a point where we realized that faith was going to be an important component of our marriage. And we walked down similar journeys, even though they were completely independent of each other. And now faith is a strong component, but it was part of that journey. It was part of us becoming adults and making decisions on our own and together about the role of faith and religion in our family. What were those decisions based on? Question number 4. You know, what happened in your life that made you embrace your faith, that made you maybe walk away from it? Where have you, challenged God? Where have you decided to walk away from God? All of those things are circumstances that your spouse needs to be aware of. They're circumstances that you need to be aware of. Some of this stuff, maybe you've stepped down for so long that you've forgotten why it was important in the first place, why it mattered. And now going through these questions and exploring the role of faith in your marriage is absolutely key for helping the two of you create an extraordinary relationship. Question number 5. I think that our marriage has been impacted by our spiritual intimacy in this way. How has your spiritual intimacy been impacted? How have you dealt with issues of faith or spiritual intimacy in your marriage? Do you practice different faiths? Do you pray together? Do you not even talk about it? Do you go to church on Christmas and Easter or when it's convenient or when there aren't games on TV? How has your marriage been impacted by the spiritual intimacy that the two of you have? Question number 6. At this point in time, I would like to have the following in terms of spiritual intimacy. You know, in each one of these different modules in Rescue My Marriage today, we're talking about equipping the two of you with the ability to create that picture. What is it that you're looking for in this area of your marriage? And spiritual intimacy is a very strong component of each and every marriage. And it's something that needs to be talked about so that the two of you have an understanding of where your spouse is coming from and what they are desiring in marriage. So really paint a vivid picture in words of what you want the spiritual intimacy in your marriage to look like. And then question 7, I'm open to incorporating the following in my life. Will you attend church weekly together? Will you discuss spiritual issues? Will you give a tithe? Will you pray for each other? Pray with each other? And those are two different things. You know, when you're praying for your husband or wife, it's very different than praying with them. In fact, the first time that Tony and I ever tried to pray together, I got a case of like the little 7-year-old slumber party giggles. He's trying to be all serious and the spiritual leader of our home, and I am just losing it. I'm laughing so hard. Not one of the fire moments in our life, but it's something that we continuously work to incorporate in our marriage. Will you go to the same church? Will you serve others together? Will you participate in a Bible study or a devotional together? Are there other things that we didn't include on this list that matter to you and your expression of faith? If so, put those in that other, on the other line, and then spend some time this week sharing these ideas with your spouse. How do you want your faith to look like in your marriage? For those of you that have children, how are you modeling faith in marriage to your kids? These are all different things that you need to consider as we discuss and tackle the issues of faith in marriage. So I'll see you on the next video.